You are now tuned into CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, BC. Want to know more about the channel? Find us online at cjsf.ca.
Cheese please, you're so fine.
You wanna listen all the time. Snarf-tude and Daffodil will spin their hits. It's all cheesy music, they love it to bits. Well, Snarf-tude is the man in the band. Finding cheesy music is his only plan. Daffodil is sugar, but she's also spice. She might be saucy, but she can be pretty nice. All the cheesy music, they can scrounge. You'll hear the favorites in the Limburger Lounge. Playing all that is wacky, warped, and weird. Ghoul and cheesy music is not to be feared. Celebrity slip-ups, polka, and more. There's even the stuff on the cutting room floor. There's weird instrumentals, people singing flat. So you know why we want to play that. Tornado on the radio, it flies by quick. All this cheesy music is kind of sick.
Cheese Please, in color. Here are your hosts, Snarf-tude and Daffodil.
Welcome once again in the bunker. It's another edition of Cheese Please. My name is Snarf-tude.
And my name is Daffodil.
And I can't believe it. Spring is here and we get the heat on. Oh, I don't know what's going on out there, Daffodil.
We're underground. Of course we've got the heat on.
Well, yeah, but I open up the door up there. It isn't spring. What is going on? Will spring come? Will summer come?
Yes, it'll happen.
Tune in to the future episodes of Cheese Please as the ongoing drama of...
Where's spring? Why can't we find it?
And the solution.
Stay indoors.
Ah, yeah. Anything can be made into drama, Daffodil.
If you say so.
And on the show this week, hey, we got a submission. Someone heard us on... CJSF in Winnipeg and said, hey,
maybe, you should play us.
Yeah, maybe they'll play us. Yes, we are.
Because, yes, we like it.
Yes, the Dog Pops are coming up a little later on. Their latest album, we play three cuts from Good Pudding. And on top of that, in the Limburger Lounge, let the sun shine in. Man, that'd be nice. It'd be nice and warm here in the bunker if that was the case. But it's more figuratively speaking, I suppose.
Yes.
But we're starting off the show. Hey, why not? A little polka to kick off things.
It's always a good day when it's polka time.
At least for you. You like the polka. I sort of tolerate it for your pleasure.
Yes, you do.
That's all I get to say that. We've got Whippy, or oh, I can't say that right. Whippy John Wilfard and his orchestra, and I Love to Dance polka coming up shortly. But we're starting off. No, I
no,
can't
you're
read.
You're doing those backwards.
Yes. It's Out of Town polka shortly.
But we're starting off with...
I Love to Dance polka. Will you dance?
We will dance in the chairs.
On?
Cheese, please.
From kitschy classics to novelty nuggets, your ears are tuned to the cheesiest half hour we know of. Okay, so we're a little biased.
Cheese.
Okay, I'm going to say that. Whoopee John Wilfart.
Thank you, and orchestra. And out of town polka. Before that, we had Whoopee John Wilfart and his orchestra again with I Love to Dance.
I just wanted to say Wilfart.
I know. Daffodil, do we know if this guy by the name of John Wilfart invented the whoopee cushion?
I don't think so.
I'm just wondering, you know.
No, I'm pretty sure not.
Whoopee cushions sound like farts. So, with a guy named Whoopee John Wilfart, you just think that. I don't know if it's true. I'm sure someone will scream that I'm insulting the man. We don't intend to do that.
No.
It's just an interesting name.
Yes.
My name is Snarf Dude.
And my name is Daffodil, and you're listening to your weekly dose of the wacky, the warped, and the weird that we call Cheese Please.
Including your hosts, we're wacky, warped, and weird.
Definitely warped and weird, anyway.
And hey, we have a submission by the Dog Pops.
Yes, we do accept submissions.
Yes.
That meet the theme.
Yes, they put us in a group email, along with messaging CJSF in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. 90.1 on your dial, where we're on the air during the witching hour.
Yes, they know better than to play us during, you know, broad daylight.
Yeah, so if you're up during the witching hour, hey, if you're a vampire, or maybe you're just coming out of the grave in the graveyard in Winnipeg.
Or coming off the back shift.
By all means, contact us. Anyway, you have some information on the Dog Pops.
Well, obviously they're a band from Winnipeg.
Yes.
And they rock in the name of fun. Oh. I love that.
Oh, I like that too.
They have songs about animals and food and other daily delights.
Sure.
And I think that their music probably appeals to everybody, which is why we're playing it on our show, because we appeal to nobody.
Well,
or maybe we appeal to a certain area of the world.
We're a niche.
We're a niche. We're nichey.
We're a niche taste, shall we say.
Yeah. Based just on this little bio that we've got on them, they sound like my kind of people.
Oh, well.
Takes on 60s pop, 70s funk, 80s college rock, 90s cartoon themes, kids music of all eras. You know, I like this.
Yes. Well, we're going to hear three songs from the new album, Good Pudding. Okay. Yeah, whatever. I can read that. Yeah.
Yes.
Coming up a little later on, you'll hear Hedgehog.
Oh, I love hedgehogs.
Shortly, you'll hear two bunnies.
Oh, I like bunnies, too.
But we're starting off... I'm not bringing home the bacon, but someone's bringing home a load of bread.
Oh, I like bread, too, right here on Cheese, Please.
Loaf of bread.
Loaf of bread.
We practice this. This is, we can do it.
Loaf of bread.
Slipping out of bed to grab a loaf of bread. It's kind of getting to my head.
Please is awesome, and then say they made me say that.
No.
There you go.
Cheese Please is awesome.
The Dog Pops and Two Bunnies, and before that we have Loaf of Bread.
Yes, I was wondering why we would have a load of bread, but a loaf of bread makes way more sense.
Yes, but you could have a load of a loaf's of bread.
A load of loaves.
Well, that's one way to look at it. We got one more song from the Dog Pops called Hedgehog on
Cheese Please.
Feel free to have a lot of fun in this one.
That almost tires me out how many times that word is said.
I like it.
It's catchy.
It's very catchy. I added it to my maybe songs for my birthday list.
Oh, man. So we're going to play it next January.
So it may come back.
Yeah, the Dog Pops and Hedgehog. Wrapping up our profile of the Dog Pops from Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. And their new album, Good Pudding. So thank you for submitting that.
And weirdly enough, folks, one of my favorite songs in years and years and years and years of doing this show...
That we played on your birthday show.
That we've played on my birthday show is a song called Addicted to Cheese by a group called The Evaporators.
Yes.
Strangely enough, in the bio for the Dog Pops, it says that they're for fans of The Evaporators, so now I'm super happy.
So that sort of goes into play of everything.
They go together.
Go figure.
Now the Dog Pops just need to do a cheesy song about cheese.
Really?
Yes, if they could do a cheesy song about cheese, that would be great.
There is an idea. I should have thought of that. You're the brains in our show, aren't you?
I try to be.
My name is Starf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and you are listening to Cheese Please, and we're going to move on to this.
Hey, we're roaming the highways and byways, the hotels and motels, to bring you loungy cheese creeping out of the dark corner of the piano. We present live from the Limburger Lounge.
Oh boy, some stinky cheese this week with Ray Kaminsky's Melody Makers.
That sounds ominous.
Yeah, well, it's some sleazy Limburger Lounge thing. What do you expect? It's got to be a little ominous.
It just sounds it feels ominous. The Melody Makers.
Ooh.
Like, what are they using to make these melodies? Should I be concerned? Should I be worried?
I don't know. Let's just play the record.
Okay, what's the song?
Let the Sun Shine In on
Cheese Please.
With Ray Kaminsky's Melody Makers, sort of related to the SCTV Schmengi Brothers from Melonville.
Kind of has that sound, doesn't it?
I feel John Candy is about to walk out in front of me as the Schmengi Brothers. And Let the Sunshine In, not to be confused with the Flintstones song, Let the Sunshine In.
Yeah, I was very confused at the beginning of this song. I'm okay now.
Well, the chorus sort of goes sort of into that.
It feels like it's going to turn into that, and then it doesn't.
It makes a right turn at Albuquerque.
It really made a right turn at Albuquerque and ended up in, like, Cucamonga or something.
No, it ended up in Melonville, close to the Schmengi Brothers from SCTV.
Okay, fair enough.
That's what I'm thinking. If you have any idea what I'm talking about or don't have any idea what I'm talking about, Google it.
Or YouTube it.
Oh, yeah, YouTube. Schmengi Brothers are on YouTube.
Oh, yes.
Yes. My name is Starfield.
And I'm Daffodil, and yep, cheese, please. Weak, wacky, warped, and weird. Blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah. That's what we're not. We're a not blah. Crazy.
Kooky.
Little nuts.
Kooky.
Cheesy, sure. Blah, no.
It's never blah around here.
No.
Ever.
I'm not Ben Stein from Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Yes, there is no blah in this area.
Bueller. Bueller. Bueller.
Yeah, you don't even do that well. It's more like Bueller. Bueller.
Fine.
Bueller.
I only saw that movie once. And I thought it was kind of crazy. The guy's poor sports car goes out the back of the house.
True.
Ugh.
Well, we're so far off topic right now.
It's our show. Come on. What's the big deal?
Well, no, we need to focus because we need to get things cleaned up. We need to leave. We need to get in a van. We need to drive and find new music.
How much coffee did you have today?
Not enough.
You seem very hypey for some reason.
It's been a long day.
Okay. Well, let's open the bunker and see what's there. Or the pneumatic tube here in the bunker.
Hit the button for the tube.
I am. Here it comes.
There it is.
Open the door. And we whip out this piece of paper that I put in about a half an hour ago, but for dramatic effect, that's why
we do
this.
You're going to pretend you don't know what it is.
I don't know what it is. I honestly don't. I write it down, close my eyes, and forget about it when I do it.
A lot of things go that way.
Okay. Ending off the show this week, we've got I Gotta Do the Latest Dance by Gene Montgomery. Yeah, I read that right.
Yes, you did.
Until next week, folks.
Have fun, stay cheesy.
They've got so many new steps that I find. I always seem to be one dance behind.
Sample of The Wacky, The Warped, and The Weird was produced by Snarf Dude and Daffodil, but was originally created by Snarf Dude and Moondog for Scottsdale and Productions. Drop by the website anytime online at www.chezeeze.com.